download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan.
Yeah, it was kind of just like on the back burner for a few years. And then just before last Christmas, I guess, we kind of decided to give it a full-time go. But this is, yeah, our first time in America now. It's my first time in Austin, or in Texas, to be fair, so...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sunburnt already.
Yeah, I got sunburned too yesterday. How are you feeling about the week to come? You only played one show. You guys have got, you know, a handful more. Are you feeling excited and pretty pumped?
Yeah, yeah. The show's today should be a lot of fun. This is kind of the start of a six-week American tour, so we're excited now.
You're going on tour with Waves and Fiddler, which seems like a heavy dose of partying. How are you going to get your strength up for that tour?
I don't know. I'm slightly worried. We're trying not to overextend ourselves at South By. We just saw Fiddler yesterday, and they just tore it up. They're amazing. And I think it's going to be slightly crazy on this tour, so hopefully we'll pace ourselves and not burn out too quickly.
Saying that, I've already had a mimosa, so...
This morning?
Just now.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's all right. In England, it's like 6 o'clock, so
yeah.
We're fine.
It's time for drinks somewhere in the world, that's for sure. How far back do these songs go? Are these songs that you guys wrote all together or that you began solo? How long have they been around for?
I guess a few of them, I had versions of them a few years ago. But the Sands EP we kind of all did together at the time. So the Chord EP was a few songs that I'd had worked, that we'd worked on together, but, you know.
Yeah, they changed quite a lot, I think, from the earliest versions, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, we all kind of put a stamp on it.
And when you all got together, was there a common understanding of what you wanted to do, the kind of sounds that you wanted to make, or was that sorted out over a little while?
Yeah, I think we just wanted to play loud. And that's the only thing we thought about when we were writing the songs.
Around not playing loud music at the very start. Yeah. And then we kind of like reached a point where we're like, why are we doing this? Why don't we just turn up? Because that's what we obviously want to do. So, and then we just cranked it and never looked back, I think.
So distortion pedals, a lot of amps, that's the kind of vibe with Cheetahs?
Mm-hmm. It is now, yeah.
It's now. There is also something that I love running through your sound, which is that love of fuzzy, melodic, kind of early 90s guitars. Are these bands that you guys were big fans of and when you're going into this project thinking about something that you wanted to, I guess, look back to?
Yeah, I think we're all really influenced by, you know, the usual suspects, Dinosaur Jr., Husker Du, My Bloody Valentine, yeah, even like Bad Brains and stuff like that. I think we're making music which, if we can get to support bands that we love, then we better play hard and we better play loud. I think that was basically the idea.
The new song that you released about a week ago, just before coming over to South by Southwest, Fall, that really sounded to me like it's got more of that shoegaze vibe and distinctly different to Chord and Swan, the songs that I'd heard before. Can you tell us about that song and whether it's indicative of the record you've been working on as well?
Well, that's, yeah, it's, we wrote the record kind of over a week. We hired a cottage out in Cornwall and we each had demos to bring in and then we fleshed out about 12 songs. And I don't know, I think that one's probably stands out the most on the record, I think. You know,
it's maybe a slight anomaly, but I think when you hear the record in its entirety, it will make sense. So if people are worried that it sounds a bit too shoegaze, then they shouldn't be. It's kind of, it's not even completely done, that song, but we just wanted to get something else out there, and that was the most finished, so yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about those sessions in that cottage in Cornwall? Are you guys writing, recording all yourself, working with anyone else?
Yeah, Dean's been recording everything. We brought all the gear down to this like 200, well, probably like 400-year-old cottage in a valley somewhere. We just locked the doors for 5 days.
What's the sound like in that cottage?
I don't know.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was
alright. We kind of lucked out and got a pretty decent drum sound on that in that cottage. On our actual record recording, we've been doing it at a studio in South London, and it took us a while to get a sound that was as good as the cottage. Yeah, I don't know why. Sometimes you get lucky in a studio, I guess, or in a cottage. But it was fun. It was cramped. We were playing in a tiny, maybe 10x10 living room. Kind of moved the furniture aside, set the drums in front of the fireplace, and just rocked out for a week. And no one minded. They let us make as much noise as we wanted in the village.
Did anyone ask you what you were doing when you rolled into Cornwall with all this gear, and then all of a sudden there was a racket coming out of this little cottage?
No, I mean, we gave the landlords plenty of notice, We weren't just going to show up and set up amps and blast them, because they were just in the next house over. But nobody else bothered us. It's kind of the country way, I think, in England. No one really says anything to the visitors that are passing by. They just kind of leave you to it.